Hello, this is Space Kate, and I thought I would give you an update on the final shuttle launch press adventure. Now, you might think that it is all glamour and glitz and excitement, and it's an honour to be there, and you're right. All of those things are true. But currently, it's about 10:05. I'm in the car, going to go and get my toothbrush so that I can go back to the press site and stay overnight there, because the roads are going to be so crowded tomorrow, I'm scared that I won't get in. My feet are soggy, sopping wet, because the rain and the mud, the dirty water has seeped through them as I've been plodding around the long grass at the press site. I am covered in mosquito bites, because I went to the pad to see the shuttle there, and they're like flying alligators or something, like little devil bugs, but they're not even little, they're massive, and they've just taken huge chunks out of me, and now I'm going to spend the next 3 days like wriggling around frustrated and swearing because I'm so itchy. So it's a good job this is radio, because if this was television, you'd be able to see that I've got a massive mosquito bite on my forehead, and two by my left eye, and one on my chin, and that's just how glamorous this really is. But saying that, it's still very, very exciting, and I've been chatting to a photographer who was on the press bus with me, and we've taken some really nice pictures, I think. We're going to be camping out overnight at the press site, which I think is kind of exciting, and it's part of the story too, because there are so many journalists there, and it's going to be so crazy tomorrow that, you know, that all that behind the scenes stuff that you don't think about, that's part of the story. That's the real story. Well, it's not the real story, obviously there are lots of real stories, and the shuttle is kind of a big, bright, noisy one, but we'll try and do that justice too if we can. It's on the pad at the moment. It's got the incredibly bright xenon lights shining on it, and they even light the big dark clouds above us, light those up with these xenon lights. It's quite incredible and beautiful, and it is an honour to be here. But yes, oh god, I'm so itchy. So don't go thinking this is, well, it is the best job in the world, but it does have downsides, and being as itchy as I am now is definitely one of them. Oh yeah, and I'm hungry, because I haven't eaten since whenever lunchtime was, and that was the first meal I'd had since lunchtime before that. There are some bad things that go along with this, totally outweighed by the good ones, and we are still hoping, sort of, that there will be a launch tomorrow, but the storm and the clouds that are over us at the moment, as I walked past the grass, there was a guy doing a piece of camera at the press site, and I heard that there'd been a thunderstorm and a lightning had struck just a half a kilometre away from the shuttle earlier today, so gosh, that could have been really, really bad news. But they do have these big lightning towers around, so they should attract the lightning away from the shuttle. So hopefully all is well. And I'll probably keep you updated in a slightly more and more delirious manner as the night goes on, and I'm camping out with a bunch of journalists, which will be kind of fun.